Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do. Turn to somebody and say, God's been good. Turn to somebody else and say, He's been good. He's been good. Look up to heaven and tell Him, God, you've been good. God, you've been good. I know you've been good. If I did not know it for myself, everywhere I look around, God's been good, God's been good, God's been good. If I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise Him for everyone. He's been good, God's been good. He's been good. Can I tell you again, can I tell you again? He's been good, God's been good. Come on, let's go in this text if we can. Somebody say the devil don't know what you're talking about.
Cause
He first loved me.
God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your blood. Just cause everybody's around him don't mean they're in him. And when she saw Jesus, she got down on her knees. Said if I could just touch his hem, I know I'll be healed. And when she touched the hem of his garment, he said, I felt the virtue leaving out of my body. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Touch me. Jesus say everybody that touch you don't really touch you. Y'all didn't get that. I say everybody that touch you don't really touch you. When that woman touched him, listen, she got her healing immediately. Virtue left, healing power left, and it went into her body. And she came and said, I touched you, Jesus. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. See, somebody needs to know, you've got to know how to enter in. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. James said, if you're asking for anything, you can't go doubting. You can't go wavering. You can't go wondering. You've got to go knowing, I got it. 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 The only reason why I'm going is because he told me to ask him. He said, you have not because you ask not. So I'm going to ask him for what I know I've got. Oh, I wish I had some faith folk in the house. Is there any favor of the Lord that you need today? God's got it. It's yours if you belong to him. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. It's yours. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Listen, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Can I ask you to look at your watch right now? Can you tell me, is it morning, noon, or night? Well, the Bible says to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. How many of you know the Lord loves you? Matter of fact, you ought to tell somebody, look at me. God told me to tell you, look at me, because I am an example of his loving kindness. Oh, somebody don't hear me here. I might not look like you, and you might not look like me, but I am an example of his loving kindness. He reached down and touched me, helped me up this morning, started me on another day's journey. Oh, he's been It's loving kindness, cause I didn't deserve it. It's loving kindness, cause I didn't deserve it. It's his loving kindness. How do you know loving kindness? It's his loving kindness. He told me to show forth. Show forth, that means to demonstrate. You got to let folk know it's God's loving kindness. It's his loving kindness. It's God's loving kindness, the reason that you're here today. Somebody don't know why you got joy in your heart. It's because of his loving kindness. Somebody don't know why you shout. It's because of his loving kindness. Somebody don't know why you dance. It's because of his loving. Somebody don't know why you sing. It's because of your loving kindness, Lord. His name. Let's go back to the text. Come on. This is a different kind of sermon preaching this morning, but that's all right. And thy faithfulness every night. The Hebrew translation is in the night. His faithfulness in the night, in your dark time situations. God is faithful. When it gets so dark you can't see your own hand in front of your own face, he's still faithful. He's right there when you feel like you're all alone in your darkness. God is faithful. God is faithful. And can I tell you, nighttime can come in the middle of the day. Somebody's not hearing me. It's not talking about a literal nighttime. It's talking about a darkness in your condition, a time when the sun has gone out of your situation, a time when you can't see things clearly. The Bible says his faithfulness is there in the night. Every night, the word of King James says. So that means in every nighttime situation, God is faithful. Now, you know that's something to shout about. Because every time night shows up in my life, guess who shows up with it? He's faithful.
He's faithful.
God is faithful.
God is faithful.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good. Listen, listen, listen.
God is good.
This is what he says. That's why we've been playing this music all day. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp, and with a solemn sound. Now listen at this. When instruments played the music, because this together, if you read it together, it says sing psalms with music. That's literally what it's saying. But then there's a point in time when the music just ministers to God. And then after you get through with the high praise and rejoice, it says bring it down to a solemn sound. Now just solemnly, just keep playing what you're playing. Come on, let them hear, because God is listening.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord. God is good. Anybody know he's good? God is good.
God is good.
He's good. Every day of my life I know
God.
Man, but the devil, that's all right. He ain't invited no way.
Come on.
Verse 5 says,
oh Lord, how great are thy works. There's an exclamation point after works in my Bible. So you know what that means? It means you don't say, oh Lord, how great are thy works. It means emphatically say, oh Lord, how great are thy works. Have God done any great works in your life? Have you seen the greatness of God? So great because his thoughts are so deep. More than you could ask or think or imagine, God is doing and working on your behalf. That's why when you think you've reached your apex, your summit, your utopia, God says the best. Oh, somebody don't hear me here. He says the best is yet to come because his thoughts are so deep. mad. He has more waiting on you. Look at this, verse 6. A brutish, an uncultivated man, an unrefined man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. Now listen at this. If you've not been cultivated in his goodness, if you don't know who it is that woke you up this morning, if you don't have no understanding that he stepped out on nothing and created everything, called everything into existence, and what he is still is, what was still is, and what he is shall be, all because of him. If you don't know who it is that heals your body, open doors, give you favor, blesses you, watches over you, takes care of you, forgives you, lifts you up, builds you up when men knock you down. If you don't know who it is, it's because you're brutish. Yeah. Turn to somebody and say, you're not brutish, are you? That means you're not cultivated. I'm cultivated in his goodness. I know it's not me, but him. And listen at this. The uncultivated man don't know, and the fool don't know. Mm. Turn to somebody and say, I know you're not a fool. Not up in here. Come on, tell somebody else, I know you're not a fool. Not up in here. Yes, Lord. Look what the word says. Look at what the word says. It says, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. In other words, they're going to rise, but they'll never rise as high as God is. And because he's high forevermore, when they rise up, he's going to cut them down because of who he is. Now, don't you know God takes care of your enemy, which means you don't have to worry about your enemy? I want to show you something else that he says here. He says, again, listen, verse 9. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. Yeah. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Yeah. So you've got the enemies and you've got the evildoers. Workers of iniquity means evildoers. So look at what's going to happen. The enemies are going to perish. And the evildoers are going to take out. They're going to scatter because Listen, I'm about to give you something to shout on if we're going to go here. Verse 10. But my horn. Somebody say my horn.
My horn.
Shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Somebody don't give me hell. Come on, let me break the text down to you and break it down. First of all, he says, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Now, this means a wild ox. Now, it's given not only to a wild ox, but an older wild ox. And one of the things about an older wild ox is his horns are not only strong, but they're a symbol of strength and majesty of grace, which means that he's been around for a long time, been in many battles, and he survived them all. And the horns, the bigger and the older gets, the stronger and the thicker they become. And the horns show up to the enemy as a great sign of a great warrior. So when the enemy sees the horns of a strong, stable, stout ox, he said, no, I don't believe I'm going to fight this ox here. I'm going to leave him around. He knows his way in battle. But now look at what the word closes out with says. It says, at the end of what God shall do in exalting you before your enemy, which is going to make your enemy realize that you know how to enter in and come out successfully, it says this, that again, verse 10, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now listen at this. How many of you know after you come out of your valley, Psalm 23 and 4, that Psalm 23 and 5 says, he prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He anointed my. When you come through what you've been through and folk didn't think you were going to make it, God puts a fresh anointing, listen, for the celebration. Y'all not hearing me yet. The doors of the church are open today. The doors of the church are open today. I thank God for just doing what he wanted to do today. Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Somebody today, whoever you are, if the Spirit of the Lord is calling you today to come and be a part of his family, God bless you. God bless you. This is your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, look at God. Look at God. Look at God. That's why I just wouldn't serve another God. He's so faithful. He's so faithful. He is so faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another, my brother, my sister? Is there another? This is your time. This is your time. You're not here by accident today. God willed it that you would be here and be a part of this service to show forth his goodness and his loving kindness. It's not about Pastor Montgomery. It's not about Greater King David. It's about the Lord Jesus. And I just thank God for a ministry who allows his spirit to flow the way he does, because these persons who have come today may not have moved if we disobeyed his spirit. But God is good. And if there's someone else today, maybe you're over in the overflow area, God is speaking to your heart. He's all over the building. Maybe you're in the back, in the middle, on the sides, in the front. But wherever you are, God is. And if he's calling you right now, why don't you come? Just as you are. Just as you are. Right here and right now. If you're over in the overflow and he's speaking to you by his spirit, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is your time. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you. heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Our last appeal. Somebody here has heard the voice of the Lord by way of His Spirit. God chose to move all of us out of the way and to speak to your heart by way of His Spirit, because He wanted you to know today that it's a good thing to give thanks to Him. It's a good thing to sing His praises. God wants you to know that it's a good thing to not only hear Him, but to heed Him, to obey Him. And if you're here in the sanctuary or in the overflow, and God is calling you, saints are praying for you, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, it's between you and God. This might be your last chance, but God is giving you this chance. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what's coming up this week, but God does. And if there's an unction, an urgency in your spirit to get up out of that seat, and you know God is speaking to you, it's like He's shining His spotlight on you, telling you to come. I would not sit there a moment longer if I were you. I would not only hear Him, but I would heed Him. I would get up out of that seat and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of you, He's called to ministry. Some of you, He's called to deliverance. You're in some stuff God wants to get you out of, and you're sitting there wrestling and fighting. It's not about flesh and blood. It's spiritual warfare. God's calling you. God bless you. Come on. Keep praying, saints. God is speaking. Keep praying. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If He's not calling you, you ought to be praying for somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Is there another today? Is there another? Is there another?
It's what I do.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Praise is what I do.
God bless you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wouldn't sit there in that seat knowing God was calling me. Because your blessing is wrapped up in your obedience. I said your blessing is wrapped up in your obedience. I wouldn't sit there when God is offering me deliverance, knowing He's calling me. If I were you, I'd come. I'd come. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another? Is there another? God loves you so much that He has this body, this local fellowship, in prayer for you. Standing in the gap for you. You're that important to God. Now would you just tell Him thank you and come on if He's calling you. Brothers and sisters of the faith who've been where you are now interceding for you. In the overflow, if He's calling you, come on. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God.